KO4 CPA Mobile.
CPA KO4 NNH, good evening, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine and dandy. So what are you up to this afternoon?
Last 6 hours, I just got back in the upstate from Lexington, Kentucky area. Heading back to QTH right now.
Well, did you get you a horse while you were up there?
I wish I was able to do a lot of stuff up there. I was working 12-hour shifts every day I was up there. I was up there for work, unfortunately. And then I was wanting to hit the Bourbon Trail today, but, well, Kentucky's dry state is like South Carolina on Sunday, so couldn't go down the distillery, so here I am back in the upstate.
Okay. Well, what road are you on right now?
Here, looks like I'm on 85 southbound right now. I'm actually near my exit to 101.
Well, I'm not sure exactly where 101 is, but anyway, I grew up here all my life, and I know where the main exits are that I take, but I try to stay off of 85, even 385 for that matter, during the week. It's not a good idea.
I'm actually taking 85 south right now. The part I'm on, Fort Duncan and Spartanburg, this side is not that bad normally, at least. Probably for another hour, probably fine before BMW lets their people out, and, you know, BMW traffic is going to flood 85 before too much longer, like it always does. Yeah, I'm actually about to cross underneath the bridge of 290 where the Duncan area is. I've got one more exit after that, and that's probably going to be my exit.
I got most of that. I'm in a bad place here on Edwards Road, received the repeater, but it should be getting better.
Clear there, I didn't have any trouble making you out or nothing, so I would give you a rating like we're on HF, I'd be a 5-9er, but KO4 NNH Friday.
4 CBA, well, I'm going to have to jump out of here for just a moment. I'm on a pizza run, so I'm going through the drive-thru here at Papa John's.
That sounds pretty good. I'm actually thinking about ordering some pizza tonight, probably enough. I don't feel like going out after I get home. Driving for six and a half hours, man, I'm burned out now. I've been doing my best to keep on at the wheel here, but I think I'm pretty much done driving as soon as I get home. But sir, it's been a pleasure talking to you. KO4 CBA, this has been KO4 NNH. I'll be saying 73, and I'll be clear on your final.
I should be back in a minute if you're still around, but anyway, enjoy the QSO, and be careful out there, especially on 85. 73 is KB4 CBA. B4 CBA Mobile.
Yes, welcome back.
Can you give me your call just a little bit slower? I might can hang on to it here.
Hello, Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH.
For NNH, okay. Yeah, you were running the suffix by so fast, I wasn't getting it. But, you know, I'm mobile, and I got road noise, and I got ringing ears. So I'm surprised I can hear anything. But anyway, so I got my pizza, and headed back to the house if I live over in Taylor's.
Off 85 just now. I'm actually on the intersection to get on 101 right now. I'm waiting for the light to turn then I got about 3 miles straight down to my house, which is QTH.
I apologize, I didn't get any of that. And give me your name too, if you don't mind. My name here is David.
Fred, Foxtrot Romeo, Echo Delta. And if I remember, if I heard correctly, you said your name was David, correct?
Correct. So, Fred, makes me think of Fred Flintstone. At least you don't have to pedal your car down the road.
It made me laugh. I was, how am I coming in the repeater right now? I've never transmitted in this area before. Am I coming in good? I'm getting a lot of noise on my receive side. I just had to quickly adjust my skull. KO4NNH.
Fred, I didn't get much of that, and it's where I'm at. It's not you. But should be getting better because I'm getting ready to get off of Edwards Road anyway. Edwards Road. This road changes names about 3 times, I think, maybe 4. It goes right by the mall. It's Haywood Road there. But anyway, go ahead.
I'm exactly where you were then. I used to live up that way off of Lawrence Road. But am I coming in the repeater pretty good now? I've never transmitted this area. I actually was getting a lot of white noise on the front end of my radio. I had to adjust the squelch, turn it up, so I can weed it out and only hear the repeater.
You seem to be hitting the repeater pretty good. I'm I'm starting to move now. I tell you, there's so many dead spots on this route I'm taking. I drive this a lot. I'm retired, but I play a lot of tennis. So, and this, the same way I go get pizza is the same way I go to tennis. So, just not quite as far.
I can hear you fine, Dave. It's not on your end, M0TR.
There's just some real bad places on Edwards Road, around Botany Woods and on south of there. Oh, gosh. But anyway, so Fred's in here. Say hello to Fred, KB4CBA.
Good afternoon, Fred. The name here is Tom, and I have my wife, Bernice, with me, and we're headed down to the daughter's for Bernice's birthday today.
Pretty strange stuff today. It's probably about time for to turn it off and reboot. But Tom, we talked in the past. It's been a little while, man. Glad to hear you're doing well. Last time we talked, you were on your way to the doctor's office. It's been about a couple months ago, though. But gentlemen, I'm near the KTH now. Let me go into 73s. I'll be clearing my way out for this repeater. I'll be back probably tonight if I can, if I'm actually still awake. I am wiped out after making this 6-hour drive. So, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. 73, I'll be clear. KO4NNH.
4NNH. Fred, it's good to talk to you, and I'm glad you got home in one piece. And yeah, I'll get some rest. That's tough driving 6 hours in a row. I could do it when I was younger, but not now. Go ahead, Tom.
Dad, I'm glad you made it home safely. I get really tired on long drives anymore, but I'm old. Back to you, Dave.
Well, you know, my wife told me the other day that I said something about I'm getting old. She said, I'll tell you when you're old, but you're not there yet.
A year older today, Dave.
A year older than you?
No, she's a year younger than me, but she's a year older today. It's your birthday.
Happy birthday, Bernice. I'm sure you're listening, and you probably got flipping that frying pan in one hand. In fact, you probably learned how to flip it over twice before you catch it by now. So much you have to use that thing on Tom.
Yes, she's got a complete facial pattern in that skillet by now. But she just made me some homemade breadsticks, so and we're taking some down to the kids, and so I can't say much bad about her today.
We call that a captive audience. Oh, me. Well, I went to the gun show today, and I went with a sheriff deputy friend of mine. He's sheriff at in Anderson, and he's overseeing the new jail they're building there. And but he knows probably forgot more about guns than I'll ever know, so I got to ask him some questions, and he was showing me different things, and it was real interesting. I learned a lot today. So anyway, well, I'm sitting in front of the garage here, so I'm gonna run in before my pizza gets cold, and my wife won't be mad at me. But y'all be careful going down the road. Sorry, it's such a short QSO, but anyway, y'all behave yourselves, and we'll talk to you later in 0TRKB4CBA, clear after yours.
Okay, Dave, nice hearing you today, and we're just up here by the Taylor's Orchard or the Fisher's Orchard, whatever they call it now, and heading south, and we're supposed to be there in 15 minutes, so I think that'll work out about well. And the daughter brought back some chicken from Chicken Mary's up in, what's the name of that town up there? In Yale. It's an old mining town. So that's what we're going to have today. She just come back from her friend's house from high school, and she went up there for her birthday and visited, and she just got in a couple hours ago, because you got to go down to Arkansas, fly from Arkansas to Charlotte, and go from Charlotte down to here. Take care, Dave. KB4CBA and 0TR73.